With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wahswagoning Indian Bowl in Langtuff Lambeau is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. The bowl holds weekly powwows throughout the summer for visitors. It's designed for non-natives to learn about the different dances and traditions. Georgine Brown has been dancing at the bowl for much of its 75-year history.
For me, it's fun, and I like entertaining the people. And we teach them, educate them at the same time that we are still here and we still do these age-old dances that have been handed down many centuries. So it's really, for me, it's good to teach everyone and show everyone our tradition and our heritage.
While these powwows are to help educate visitors, it's also been key in passing down these traditions to younger generations. Dozens of tribal members participate each week, ranging from children to elders.
You'll see them. Little toddlers dancing, and so they'll keep that going. And when I see the teenagers out there jumping right in, I thought, oh, there's hope. You know, we're going to keep this going for another 75 years.
There are still two more powwows left this season on August 5th and the 12th. The air quality advisory in Wisconsin has been extended. The Wisconsin DNR is recommending people limit their time outdoors while there's poor air quality. Air quality monitors in the region showed air quality dropped to the purple or very unhealthy level yesterday morning. It's mostly been in the red or unhealthy level the last few days. Canadian wildfire smoke will continue to impact Wisconsin's surface air quality over the next several days. Conditions are expected to slowly improve beginning today. However, unhealthy for sensitive groups to unhealthy levels will remain possible through the weekend. Conditions will be reevaluated on a day-to-day basis through the weekend, including updates to the forecast and any associated air quality advisories. Balloons will light up the night sky near Rhinelander this weekend. Steve and Nancy Wohler, organizers of the Dairyland Balloon Jubilee, are throwing yet another balloon festival this year. This one will take place on the grounds of the Hodag Country Music Festival today and tomorrow. It's called Saluting Heroes. They wanted to honor those who have served or who are serving in the military, police, as firefighters, or even those who volunteer their time. The event will feature more than 20 balloons and plenty of activities for the kids. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A former attorney for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says proposed federal cuts would hinder the agency's ability to keep up with key regulations affecting public safety in Wisconsin and across the country. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
One ATF responsibility is conducting inspections to ensure gun dealers sell firearms in accordance with federal law. Pam Hicks, a former chief counsel at the agency, says ATF has already struggled to meet inspection goals with not enough resources. The Trump administration's budget cuts would reduce regulatory enforcement by 40%, which Hicks says would only add more limitations to an underfunded agency.
If criminals are using those dealers to acquire guns, law enforcement is less likely to discover that before guns get used in crimes and are more likely to discover it after guns get used in crimes. That is obviously not good and very dangerous.
Hicks says firearms tracing is a critical ATF function to help solve firearms crimes and detect trafficking. According to the ATF, in 2022, more than 8,000 firearms were recovered and traced in Wisconsin. ATF is also required to inspect explosives licensees every 3 years, which Hicks says also drains resources from inspecting gun dealers. She says the entire ATF budget before cuts was less than $2 billion. Hicks argues the cuts would provide minimal cost savings and reduce public safety. She sees this as a contradiction to a Trump administration stated goal of making America safe again.
To be clear, I do think they genuinely are interested in doing things about violent crime. I take them at their word on that. But their budget submissions just don't align with that. And I'm not sure why.
Nick Wilson with the Center for American Progress says the cuts appear to be politically motivated based on partisan controversies over gun regulations. He emphasizes if the proposed $468 million budget cuts are implemented, ATF would have fewer agents than it did 25 years ago, despite a 72% increase in gun circulation in the past 15 years. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Researchers see a disconnect in the Midwest between how government officials and the public talk about drought. Harvest Public Media contributor Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Researchers at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln studied how people talked about the 2022 droughts that affected most residents of Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas. Assistant Professor Sharon Baldinelli teaches communications. She says officials tended to stick to the messages that fell within their jobs, such as reporting rainfall and temperatures. Yet the public was often interested in talking about broader effects.
What the residents, the general population, needs to hear is, what are the ramifications from drought to their community?
That could mean how it will affect the local economy and food prices, for example. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.